can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchman Chronicles, Watchman for Jesus program. Oh, what am I talking about here? The old Watchman Chronicles. Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program today. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program, and I welcome you. I want to try to clear up some misconceptions bad about what's going on in the news. Oh, it's getting bad. And I don't know how many new listeners. We've let you all know, that's my regular followers and regular listeners, that our Facebook, for example, we've, using the term likes or whatever it is, likes, we've got now, as of today, 1,000. It's built up from nothing to very quickly since we started. I think it's, I forgot when, February, I think, March, February, it says March, January, February time frame. We've gotten up to 1,000 likes. And due to one post recently, friends don't let friends, good friends don't let good friends go to hell. That's all it said. Was viewed about 35,000 times and increased our exposure this past 7 days to 54,000. That's quite a few. What I found out, though, that was interesting, it wasn't some long article or some up-to-date news thing that was sensational, or it wasn't about UFOs or whatever. It was simply, friends don't let friends go to hell. It was shared. People's thoughts are on that. As a matter of fact, anytime you get close to a war, a disaster, everybody's mind goes to God, or they blame God. you see. That's what everybody, it's Satan that's doing this. It's not God. Pat Robinson's wrong, man. That boy way off track. He's a 33rd degree Freemason. Pat Robinson's a 33rd degree Freemason, just like Shuler, Billy Graham, Copeland, Joyce Myers, Eastern Star, Palin, Gloria, whatever her name is, all of them, TBN, 700 Club, your T.D. Jakes, Brazier, Dollar, just name them on the top list. Missler is a member of the Council of National Policy. That's a member of the Illuminati. Family, wake up, please. This is not about bringing the Republic back. It's not about democracy and all that sort of patriotic stuff. This is about Jesus Christ coming back. It's about the salvation of your soul. It's not about, well, we got a bonus army. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about it. I'll talk about today's news. But what I do, shall I use the word spin? My rub to it, I'll use rub. My rub to the news is I give you what they want to, what everybody else has given you. And what I'm going to give you is going a step further, the reality of the news. Because your media, don't matter who I'm talking to, that's why I use your. The entire United States, your media is 100%, not 99, not 99.9999. Your media, your TV, major networks, newspapers, TV shows, from the moment you turn the TV on to the moment you let it set, is perfectly and totally controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. And that's a fact. It's not a stipulation. It is not a theory. It's an absolute total fact of life and of the Luciferian agenda and their control. And it's controlled exactly starting in 1915 by J.P. Morgan, when, according to congressional records, bought out 25 of the major newspapers. And since then, starting then and until today, they provide the editor for every single major newspaper in America. And then as technology increased, and you had something called TV, radio, yeah, they also took control of that as well. And by 1921, it was turned over to the Rockefellers and other losers like that, that belong to the Illuminati and are part of the Illuminati family, into the Council of Foreign Relations, which is, by this different name, the same organization, the Illuminati in the United States. And that's a fact. The sister Illuminati, Luciferian family, is the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. As a matter of fact, every country has one of these Luciferian branches, including you, Canada. Yes, you do. It's called the CIIA. Well, I know it keys in CIA and all that sort of thing. But it's called the Canadian Institute for International Affairs. Imagine that. Every country has got one of these little munchkins that belongs to Lucifer, and it's controlled by the Illuminati. And who controls them? The Committee of the 300, which is the actual Illuminati hybrids. Italian, not Jews. Let me say it again. Not Jews. They're Italian. There's Jews involved. Well, there are Italians involved. And there's Scotch-Irish involved, Irish and Scottish. There's English involved. There's Saudi Arabians involved. And I'll tell you what. Well, actually, yeah. The House of Saud is made up of Jewish merchants. That's your royal family in Saudi Arabia are Jewish. However, it's not a Jewish conspiracy. It's a Vatican, Italian, and German conspiracy. Not Jewish. That's baloney. But they have Jews everywhere. That's right. If you're going to call it a Jewish conspiracy, then you're going to put Jews out there in front, or those that claim to be Jews with Jewish names, like the Rothschilds, who are German. German. They changed their name back in the 18th century from Bauer, and yes, they did, to Rothschild, to give it a Jewish flavor to it. They always have an inner core and an outer core, and sometimes an inner core, the facade, the deception. That's how they work. The synagogue of Satan, your enemy, and the enemy of themselves, is the secret societies, all of them, are incorporated into the synagogue of Satan. I don't know what it is about those who claim to be Jews, synagogue of Satan, or those who claim to be Jews, but are not Jews. People sometimes leave out that word not subconsciously, or they just put their finger on it. I don't know how they do it. It says those who claim to be Jews, but are not Jews. Who are the Jews? The ones that's going to inherit the earth. So they think. So they say, we're the Jews. We are the chosen one in America and Europe. White bread, white folk, are the lost tribe. And that's a lie. And the ones that's following them are being lied to. Hey, white folk, I'm a white folk. I'm a Scotch-Irish, a little bit of Cherokee, but whatever. I have no problem calling Jesus Christ my Savior. And he is Middle Easterner. Just happened to be born in, in the Middle East there, kind of. And didn't go outside of 100 miles of Jerusalem. He's born all the way back. His bloodline goes back to Abraham. And they're in the Middle East. And they don't have blonde hair, blue eye folks live in the Middle East now. Unless they moved there from up north, kind of, you know. Jesus Christ is described in the Bible as bronze and hair like wool. Comely looking. Not long haired, blue eyed, blonde haired, long. And looks like he does like on the Bible, in the movies we see. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's Sanan d'Emmanuel, a fallen angel. We've been looking at as Jesus all along. The real Jesus Christ is going to be Middle Easterner looking. And he'll be the one on the white horse coming back to change everything that's going on. He's not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. That's ridiculous. Family, this ain't about skin color. It's not about hair style. It's not about country, patriotism, any of that stuff. This is about your salvation. And that's through Jesus Christ alone. Because in Christ alone is your salvation found. Nobody else. And the only book he has, he's given us as a gift with real human experience, life experience, recorded down as God has directed from start to finish. It's contained between Genesis and Revelation of the King James Bible, and the King James Bible alone. And not one theologian out there from Harvard, Stanford, MIT, TIM, or whatever you want to call them, can prove otherwise. Not even one. And they haven't in all of history. Not one. They all have failed. As a matter of fact, the only way they could ever get around the King James Bible was by creating other Bibles, like the trash called NIV, New American Standard Bible, ESV, Jerusalem Bible, Douay Rheims, Matthew's, Geneva Bible. All of them are lacking, as they prove out to be. And you know how you prove they're lacking? Because the scriptures aren't there. Now you can blink your eyes 10 times if you want to, and you open your eyes up, the scriptures are still gone and not even bothered to be renumbered. And in fact, misinterpreted, contradictory, but the King James is perfect, and not one theologian could prove otherwise. Not one, because they never have. Ever. You say, well, wait a minute now. What was before the King James Bible? You had the Geneva, you had the Matthews, and they were based on a corrupt version that goes all the way back to the 4th century by a Greek philosopher named Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N. A fake saint. Exactly correct. He started the corrupted Bibles. Where did he get them from? I'm glad you asked. He got his copies from Antioch, Syria. that was collected from the originals, transcribed perfectly by a sequence of ritual of sort, where if they made one mistake, they had to tear it up, burn it, and start all over again. So there's no possibility. Because in Antioch, the Vatois and the Waltonese took the Word of God seriously. They took Revelation 22, 18, 19, chapter 22, verses 18 to 19, very serious, because they valued their soul to not go to hell, but to go to heaven. It's that serious. So they made sure every word was perfectly transcribed from Greek and Hebrew. They transcribed it exactly, perfectly. Well, Origen received copies. That's all we got, copies. He didn't like what he read. This is documented. He began changing things down in Alexandria, Egypt. A list of things I have, but you can look it up on your own. It's easy to do. And he came up with his own version of the scrolls he received from Antioch. That's the second Bible. And there's only two ever been written in the history of man. That's all, only two. The ones from Antioch, number one. The ones from Alexandria, Egypt, by Origen, is number two. And that's been totally corrupted. And it's passed on to Jerome. And in 325 A.D. became the official Bible of the Roman Catholic Church. Jerome liked what he read, so he collected those 50 Bibles from Origen. Not the ones from Antioch, but the corrupted versions from Origen. That became the basis of every Bible you have today. Every Bible, bar none. The King James has its own separate stream of translation, not connected to any other Bible. And that's another fact. You see? Family, trust yourselves. Pray to the Holy Spirit. And search this out on your own. Get out of the church. Get away from religion. Jesus Christ is not about religion. Jesus Christ is not even about Christianity. You have so many different doctrines of Christianity, it's ridiculous. Jesus Christ is about your salvation through his sacrifice. That's what it's all about. That's why they're attacking it with both feet. Trying to get rid of the King James Bible. And now they're going to start finding all kinds of sort of nonsense from under Solomon's temple. They're going to find something in some cave somewhere, or some revelation from one of the fallen angels will come up with some nonsense. They'll be contradictory, or somebody's going to, some kid or some adult's going to die, come back to life. I saw Jesus, but he said we're okay, that there's no sin. All kinds of nonsense going to come out of woodwork. Nothing supersedes that King James Bible. Nothing takes the place of God's holy word, because God didn't make any mistakes. And the men, scribes that were obedient to God, followed exactly the steps they were supposed to take. So now, back to what I originally said, and we'll dedicate the broadcast here in a minute. 1611, you still stuck with that question. So if it's God's holy word, perfectly transcribed, translated by 1604, it began, 47 translators, ended in 1611, then how can you say because there are other Bibles ahead of it? Well, I answered that question already. The other Bibles were corrupted. Number two, the King James stands on its own all the way back to being kept at the Alps for entire dark ages, protected. In the Alps, by the Vaudois and the Waltonese and the Baptists. And they protected that holy word, kept it seclusion. And that is why you had the Dark Ages, because God's word was hidden away from mankind. But the Latin, which is Satan's own language, Latin, that's what Latin is Satan's language. That's another fact. That's why the Vatican uses it. They knew Latin. Uneducated folks didn't. That's how they lied to them. even with the corrupted scriptures, they kept it what they couldn't hide. They said it in Latin and said, we'll translate it for you. It's like, what's his face, Arnold Murray, whatever. You don't have to read the Bible. Just listen to me. That's the exact comment of a cult group holder. Shepherd's Chapel is cultic. And Arnold Murray said, you don't have to read the Bible. Just listen to me. The Vatican says, you don't have to know Latin. We'll translate it for you. Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. It should. Since they murdered 50 to 68 million people between 1200 A.D. and 1800 A.D., 600 years, murdered 68 million people, I'd say their credibility is kind of squashed. So 1611, back to 1604, they collected 5,000 manuscripts, documents, some things the size of a business card, just and parchments. 98% was collected by the translators, 1604, and they began the transcription, the translation of the King James Bible. Now, go back further to Antioch in the first century. Copies of the originals. The originals came from where? The actual prophets, the disciples, John of Patmos. That's where they collected them, in Antioch. Transcribed copies perfectly. Now we go back to what I said. If they came from the originals, which you have no originals today, when someone says, well, you got to read the originals, there aren't any. You know, conversation is over. Because I know this person has no idea what he's talking about. I'm done. That's all it takes. So, if it comes from men of God, delivered to Antioch, as they collected it there, that means that word came from either Holy Spirit, or Jesus, or the first five books of the Torah, which is a Masoretic text, written by Moses. And guess where Moses got his word from? From God himself. So if the prophets, the disciples, and the Moses were all inspired by God because they were obedient to God, that means that the King James Bible is a true word of God. And God's not going to change it from the day of creation to something else now. That means that the King James Bible, being the holy true word of God, is in fact the oldest book on the face of this planet. You can't get no older than the Creator. The King James Bible is sovereign. And those who say it's not, like Skiba and all these other, Marzulli and Dizdar and Quayle and all the rest of them, wrong, baby, wrong. Prove it. Because they can't. I will fight for that true word of God if it's the last breath I got. I'm tired of these lies. I'm tired of these people dodging and chicken out. And I'm getting tired of the trying to deceive people. Because they're not telling you the truth. They tell you 80, 90% of the truth, and then they deviate. They'll tell you that pretty much close to the socioeconomic truth and economics and all this, that, and the other. But family, they all lose because Jesus Christ is coming back. The tribulations hasn't even begun yet. We're the beginning of the Jacob trouble. Oh, yeah, we're close to that. We got a fake World War III brewing, fake. Got a fake Antichrist, Obama, and a fake false prophet, which is the Pope. There's no false prophet. There's no way Antichrist. Fallen angels are going to show themselves. But as ascended masters and so-called lying aliens or whatever, it's a lie and a hoax. These are fallen angels, total evil. All of them are. The only good one, the only one you could trust, only one, and that's Jesus Christ when he comes in the cloud at the seventh bowl and the seventh trumpet. Seventh trumpet and the seventh bowl at Armageddon. That's the only one you can trust ever, no matter who it is. It don't matter. Name the name. It don't matter. Holy Spirit will guide you. No human being you can trust. Not one. Not one. Unless they're speaking the word of God through the King James Bible. If they're not, I'm gone. And I'm out of there. I don't even want to listen to anything more. And I dadgum sure I'm not going to read any of their books or listen to their CDs. Ain't going to happen. I don't want my mind corrupted or cursed. Oh, I'm serious about it. Dead serious. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and let's get going here. I'm sure glad I'm not running for public office. I would never get a vote. I wouldn't want one anyway. I separate myself from this world. I look to Jesus Christ as my Savior. People can look everywhere else they want to. Go for it, man. Have at it. You want to trust some book they found under Solomon's temple? Man, go for it. I'm surprised they haven't found Walt Disney's book underneath there, too. It's all junk. If it matches the King James Bible, that's a different story. Dead Sea Scrolls proved out the book of Isaiah was perfectly translated. Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you, Lord, that we can come together today in this broadcast. Thank you, Father, for the network you've given us that we can have Bible study and broadcast on our own. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Lord, we pray for our brethren today. We pray for those needing healing, Lord. We pray for Thomas, Father, that you'll help him and you'll provide healing for his body and the efforts he's making today and this week. We pray for the others, families, Father, that we prayed for and their healing and, Father, their efforts of trying to bring family members to know Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for an awakening of the true Word of God in this country. Father, people wake up and get the courage to speak out the truth. We pray, Father, for whistleblowers in the government, in the politics, in the science world, in the religious world, that, Lord, that there'll be whistleblowers to come out to expose the secret societies, to expose the workings of the fallen angels, expose the lies of the government, the European government, all the government of part of the world, the world government, that, Father, you expose them. We call upon you, Father, to give us wisdom, discernment, to see the truth, look through the deception that's upon us. Father, we call upon you also that, Lord, you protect those children that's being identified and being abducted for witchcraft, for the sacrifices that's coming up certainly in March and April. That we know, Father, some big things are going to happen, that you'll be there, Lord, that you'll show us with discernment to get through the deception and misguiding that's being put out. And you keep us as one, Lord, that would be aware of on the timeline of the prophecies of the book. Father, we pray for returning veterans that have been given all these psychotropic drugs and those that's been given the microchips, that, Father, you'll render it null and void. That, Father, you'll put the blood of Jesus around them and give them divine appointments that they'll have opportunities to be witnessed to. And, Father, to give them the courage to forgive themselves no matter what they've done. That, Father, for them to be forgiven, they must forgive themselves and even forgive their enemies. Father, because there's so much deception down here, it's difficult. It's very, very hard. We need supernatural intervention. Father, guide us all this week in our broadcasts and Bible studies. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and we lay them upon you. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died in our place on the cross of Calvary. These things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I also invite you that you do research, search out some of the horrific attacks against fellow born-again Christians that's been taking place in other countries, because it's picking up bad all around us. And those countries that don't have laws that support the Bible, like we're supposed to have. I'm going somewhere with this now. Is that's how our country was founded, was by the laws reflecting precepts of the Bible. But from the day one of this country's birth, it's been a facade and a lie. The actual laws did reflect biblical principles, sovereignty, freedom, and all that. It was never meant to be carried out. It was meant to be hidden against you. Now, here's my point for this, is now they're bringing it all out. Everything I've been saying for the past 4 years or five, when I was calling in or being a guest or whatever, now my own broadcast, I've been telling y'all that the United States is nothing but a corporation. Everybody says, you're crazy. I said, I'm not. You want to see the evidence? No. I said, okay. Yeah. Well, you see, that's how it's been. Now, they're coming out with it. They're using their controlled opposition on radio shows and talkings and all this to let you know we're a corporation. Yeah, we're not even a country. And the Constitution's null and void and all that. They're letting you know that. You see, they're telling you, you got guests coming on. We have a special guest today from writing this book, and he's with the CIA, dad, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And they're coming out and telling you all these things now. Let me tell you why they're doing it. You see, the CIA and the NSA and ABC and XYZ and Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, Elmer Fuddite and whatever. Let me tell you what they're doing. Here's the story behind that. You see, the Illuminati says in their planning process that once the worthlessness of all governments have been revealed, that's when they're going to launch the New World Order in that day. But they have to take surveys. They have to kind of check the population out to make sure the population knows that the government is rotten. The government is worthless. The government is evil. Blah, blah, blah. There we go, you see. And as soon as you realize that, it's what they want you to realize. Oh, but we have something better for you. It's called the dialectic. Now they're teaching your children in college the lie that a world government with the UN is the most viable solution for peace. And that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. Because what they'll do is once again, from another direction, placate the world. In our case, Declaration of Independence simply placated us in actually believing that we were free when we never were. Oh, I got this straight from FDR's lips. March the 4th, 1939. Straight out of his mouth. I got quotes, dates, times, people, places. I never say anything without I've done a study on it. See, I cheat. I get evidence first. And when you say, I'll challenge you, I said, no problem. I'll just pull out a study. I give it to you. And you decide for yourself. The evidence is clear. Well, the point is right now, they, the Illuminati, secret societies, going along with their own Luciferian agenda, are revealing the truth about America. Because they want you to know how worthless it is, how you've been fooled, founding fathers, blah, 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 all that stuff. So you'll take the option of a new world order that's for peace, which is a lie. It is not for peace. Because you keep forgetting the RFID chip. You keep forgetting that it's not based on the Bible at all. It's based on New Age principles. Heck, you might as well have a royal dowser, for that matter. Which California already has. They've got a dowser to help. They've hired this guy to douse for the wine distilleries and everything else, whatever. Oh, yeah, they went to a water witch in California now because of drought. Water witching is water witching. Demonic entities. It's a warlock, man. A warlock goes around with these dowsing and, okay, he talks to these rods, man. It's might as well talk to the Ouija board, for goodness sakes alive. Rods, we're the biggest bunch of water. He talks to these rods, and the rods show him. Yeah, well, those are demons. They know where the water is. Satan is prince of this world. So they help. That way it gives this guy power. You ever go and pray for it? You ever thought maybe that might be a way to do it? By having faith? No faith ain't going to happen. But you sure trust a demon, don't you? Yeah. But while you trust the demon, God's stepping away from you. Yeah. Price to pay. It's going to be paid. Here's my point. Those countries out there that are persecuting Christians horrifically don't have the laws, or whether they're used or not, to give an opportunity for the government to repent. So they have dictatorships, which we've actually had ourselves, but been put under the cover. But now, here's my point. They're changing our laws now. That's a whole different story. Homosexual marriage is against the law. Not anymore. One by one, the states are falling. They're balkanizing the states. Nixon set this up in 1972 to take away the United States. Executive Order 11647. Executive Order 11731. And to get martial law and dictatorship, Nixon came out with Executive Order 11495. And all it's been done is it's been passed from one president to the next. Rescinded 1978, but rescinded means squat. They don't rescind nothing. Rescension is just to placate the public. Because they transferred the exact duplicate plans of Executive Order 11647 into FEMA Transition 2009 to be utilized in the event of a national disaster. Because in 1984 to 87, involved in the training and planning process was Oliver North and Giuffrida and Reagan for another dictatorship of taking over the United States. They're Knights of Malta family, Knights of Columbus, Rosicrucian, Knights Templar. Oh, you mean Dan Brown? That's what he is for. To downplay the reality of the secret societies as a synagogue of Satan. Every one of them. They have this sick idea that they're doing the best thing for modern man. Continuation of the human race. And they reestablish a new society. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And they're all being lied to. Lucifer will take their souls to hell when he goes. All secret societies, bar none. No exception. And you have people there. You have good people in them. People that mean well, but they're misled and being lied to. Secret oaths, secret proceedings. Something wrong with it already. They should look within themselves, because themselves are going to destroy themselves. Well, that's what's going on today. But the hope is, the hope being what's coming. I don't mean like I hope it comes. The positive side of it is they have lost this already. The battle's been won. They will not succeed because they lost when Jesus Christ died and rose again. They lost from that day forth. And that was prophesied throughout the Old Testament too, by the way, with 100% of completion of the prophecies, except for the ones that Jesus have yet to fulfill on his return. It's kind of like a Friday night football game. It's like, you already go to the team, you say, okay, y'all going to lose. And here's how you're going to lose, and literally. So now, here you're going to. I'm going to tell you what the plays you're going to run. Make sure you run them in order. And you are going to lose. There's 100% guarantee. And this team over here is going to win. This is 100% guarantee. But we want you to play the game anyway. What? Yeah. Well, that's what it is. They've already lost this war. And yet they still want to play the game. That's the best analogy I give you right now. And this is literal. no one can defeat the creator of this world and this universe and of heaven itself. And God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are all one. 1 John 5, verse 7. They all are one. Jesus Christ was God incarnated into human flesh. That's why they keep trying to change it. Changing it don't change the fact. So the playbook, the plan's already been laid out. It's called the Book of Revelation. With 100% accuracy of what's going to happen. And yet they still persist to fight for Satan. Like they're really going to win the world order. God will turn them over to a delusion. Will cause them to believe a lie. The minute they stepped away and took a blood oath, the Rosicrucian, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits, witchcraft, it's all the same. So they took a blood oath. God stepped away from every blood oath they take. God just shuts them down. He will send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Here's the problem. One of the main problems is they bring it home with them every day when they come home. They curse their children. They curse their families. And when they work, wherever they work, they curse it. Because they have a demon entity following them around everywhere they go. Because as soon as God pulls away from them, a demonic entity comes into them. Now, this leads me to say the next thing. I'm not operating on any script tonight. I don't have anything written down. I'm the Holy Spirit's guiding me right along. So I record these. And, you know, because I have no way of going back to what I've said. The Holy Spirit guides me. And that's why sometimes, I speak from the heart, but I speak from the Holy Spirit guides me. Sometimes my mind will get clouded, but because there's so much going on. And I have nothing written in front of me. But I have a lot of experience from the political, the economic, the historical side. But what God does for me inside my heart is show me how the dots connect. How they come together. Because this is one conspiracy. Well, right now, I found something really obnoxious, and I'll tell you what it is. You've got, for those that keep up with the news and all that, right? You've got looming in the Ukraine, Putin launched an attack and all this, they've taken over military control and what have you. And then there's talk on the internet and talk on the shows and all this about a coming World War III. So you would think that would be on people's minds, wouldn't you? You'd think that the news would know the people concerned about the best dressed and the worst dressed at the Oscars. That's what everybody's concerned about today. All kinds of other news. Nobody's really talking about in the news about World War III. That'd be my main focus if I figured 3/4 of mankind is going to get wiped out. I wouldn't give a hoot about the Oscars. You know? I got news for everybody to keep you divided. Well, they lose. That's the one thing to keep in your mind. And the reason I'm telling you that is because they want you to have fear. If you have fear, then you automatically have lost your faith. Because those who have faith in God will have no fear. Because there's nothing they can do that God hadn't already figured out ain't going to help you through. So where's the fear at? Let me give an example here. I just use the first name. Oh, by the way, I want to remind you all that different places this broadcast and Bible study have played out in different networks. And there's several, three. HighPointRadio.net and John Kirkler. His email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. That's highpointradio.net. And I understand now every month he's adding to his network one more station. One more tower. He's turned to focus on developing his network and his ability to put out more information and increase the size of his program. So y'all up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, give him a hand. Check him out. And he randomly plays our shows. And that's pretty much it, and for that I'm appreciative. I said, you know, go ahead and play them randomly, Bible studies, which is he was interested in, and the broadcast as well. And so that's what he's done. That's fine with me. That's all it is. We also played in KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, plays this simulcast or MP3s also. He's in Colorado. Monday nights have a live show, Monday nights only. Oh, that's tonight, isn't it? Yes, it is. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Revelation Radio Network.org. Let y'all know that. Now, one of my listeners that goes way back had a recent event happen in her life, which I'm going to relate to you. I think it's important. Of how God operates. This happened this past weekend. And it goes something like this, a letter to me from Diana. Recently, I saw numerous tremendously sized geo-engineered chemtrails. I was once again aghast and sickened at the sheer enormity and prevalence of the trails as the fierce winds blew the spray downward with nasty rapidity. I used to react in a hot anger when I saw them slicing the sky overhead and dropping their payloads in a hazy cascade break. Those of you that don't know what chemtrails are, they're the chemicals coming out of the planes that's specifically contracted to do just that. And some airlines. Contrails is a short condensation water crystals. That's it. And disappears, dissipates very soon after the jet goes across or the plane or whatever. It dissipates immediately. Chemtrails stick around. They cause the X's and crisscross patterns throughout the sky, and they stay put. And then after about 30, 45 minutes, they don't dissipate. They just simply cause a cloud cover to occur. You say, well, so what? Well, I'll answer, so this is what. It's got barium oxide, aluminum oxide, strontium, barium niobate, depends on the mission they're in, nanobot technology, little nanobots that are like silicon microchips that are nanobot size, like a dust that you breathe in, that clouds the entire sky, horizon to horizon. That's what. And a number of other missions. Continuing. I grieved and cried literal hot tears for the perfect creation of Almighty God, seeing how sold and spoiled it has become under the hand of man. So day after day, now year after year, the spraying has continued. The visual evidence is too overwhelming to ignore. The plethora of patents and white papers, more than abundantly available, presenting a picture coming into view of a planet, its inhabitants being geoengineered into a different form than the original concept. In other words, DNA changing. I added to that. As this understanding slowly grew, a corresponding anger built within me. The enemy has proclaimed in many ways his intent to be like the Most High God. Be very watchful if people say the Most High God. Be very careful of that. Because that's what Lucifer says, and that's what she points out here as one of his catchphrases. Also, the Christ is another one. But like the Most High God. Since he cannot create, he covets the nearest thing to creation and manipulation of existing matter, including human DNA. It seems the arrogance and unmitigated desire to create life drives the enemy to a new and more depraved heights as the 21st century progresses. Being aware of experiments in transhumanism and frightening conditions such as Morgellons disease further generated a more than righteous indignation within me on behalf of the Father's great and wondrous creation. It wasn't until I was furious I realized I was in danger of being consumed of white-hot anger. In my dismay, I had allowed the enemy to sneak up on me using the very potent weapon of anger. I was driven to my knees, asking for forgiveness and believing in the power of God's Spirit within me as a powerful force for good, stronger than the trails, more powerful than any agenda put forth by created beings in the face of the earth. I began to pray to the Father for help in overcoming the anger. Knowing he understood my heart, understood the indignation that I felt for the sake of his beautiful creation. He also told me I had to forgive, truly forgive. I understood this was not going to be an easy process. His Holy Spirit had something to say on the matter. His Holy Word had something to say on the matter as well. Greater is He. Greater is He. Greater is He that's in me than He that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. More and more often, I began to declare this truth in the face of obstacles, in the face of struggling to maintain a righteous path through the treacherous terrain of the emerging 21st century. I declared it to neighbors and strangers in my comings and goings. Most importantly, I believed in my heart it was true. As my faith and surety in this truth grew, so did my peace and prayer time. I slowly realized I wasn't as angry as I used to be. His Holy Spirit was bringing about tangible changes within my spirit. Now he was ready to show me something about the physical. See, very recently, the overhead spraying was extremely heavy and in full swing. In fact, it was quite possible the worst I've ever seen. Multi-layers of crisscrossing were visible, overridden with the far-reaching lines and geometric patterns. It's truly horrific, and I reacted with an outburst of the sight. A quiet voice said, "Greater is He. Don't be angry. Pray instead." But look at those things. I continued it to be astounded. The voice said, "You know by now. Pray." I stopped and began to pray in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom all things were made. I declared, "Greater is He," aloud, and believed it full force. The small voice asked, "Do you really believe that?" I answered, "Yes, I do," and felt a resounding breath in my belly. I continued to pray, asking for him to make null and void the effects of the trails that were just outside my window. I asked and believed for him to place a hedge of protection around my home, the neighborhood, an entire community that could be affected. I declared aloud, the Creator's power is far superior to the mayhem and destruction attempted by mere created things or beings. Greater is He." I continued to pray. Suddenly, a magnificent cloud bank came sailing in on the fierce and powerful winds that were rocking against the window. This cloud bank was of tremendous size and dimension, enormous and very fast, sailing on the winds like a huge sail ship. Mighty and deep colored with purples and golds, it kept advancing, approaching the trails, then literally corralling them and overpowering them. This mighty cloud bank placed itself between the trails and my house and dissipated them before my eyes about 2 minutes. As I watched, I realized it was a literal manifestation of my prayer, a literal hedge of protection. I continued to watch as the horrendously hazy sky was replaced by clear and deeply blue skies, and the wind suddenly abated. Overwhelmed at what I just witnessed and overcome, I cried. I believe he allowed me to witness a physical manifestation of my prayer of belief in his powerful, in his power, in the absolute truth of his word, which declares, greater is he. Greater than any agenda, agency, program, poison, or madness conceived by created beings. He will always be greater than he is Almighty God. For he is Almighty God. This is our protection. This is our assurance. This is our relief. This is our battle cry. Greater is he. Well, 2 days later, she says, I was speaking to a fellow believer who lived about 3 miles north of me. I shared this story with her, and suddenly she gasped and said, I saw that too. I saw it. I saw the mess of trails and saw the huge cloud come in and wipe them all out. I shared with her I had been praying at that moment and was moved by her corresponding confirmation, though she had no idea I was in spiritual warfare at the time she saw the transformation in the sky. In conclusion, she says, may we continue to believe on his word, use the precepts, and learn the wisdom therein. Greater is he. In Jesus' name, amen. See, because greater is he. And you know, there's no other. It's not about the country. It's not about the president or the Putin Tain or Obama Mamama or Bush or Clinton or democracy, republic, and all this stuff, and fighting and patriotism and all this stuff. Family, we've been led down the wrong path. This is about Jesus Christ coming back. Not about none of this other to keep us all divided and all in the tither. And Satan is prince of the world. He's God of the world, prince of the air. But he's not king. Where is our faith? Where is 2 Chronicles 7:14? You see, in Christ alone is where it's all about. This isn't a religious program. I'm not a theologian. I'm telling you the answers. It's real simple. Hard to live it, granted. But it's what we have to do. You get one chance. You don't get several. But we believe in incarnation. Really? Since when has that ever been? There's never been proven. No one's ever come back. They keep trying to, but it's all a bunch of baloney and hoaxes. Everybody believes that something's never happened. And the so-called movie stars that you see today, that's back in the days of the 1800s. Y'all ever heard of cloning before? You've heard of manifestations? You've heard of hybrids? Corruption of DNA? Yeah, well, not reincarnation. It's called demonic incarnation. That's a whole different ball game. In Christ alone, and there is no other. It's not Joint Chief of Staff. It's not some treaty that somebody signs or bring back America. Back America? What? We've had slavery since 1712 till actually 1965 and beyond. Still got slavery. We got Chinese foreign trade zones inside the United States, 257 of them nationwide. Where's our so-called leaders about that? Let me tell you why. Let me get to it. They're a part of it. They belong to secret societies, which is the synagogue of Satan that they belong to. Now, who's a defeated? Satan is. And if you think mankind even comes close to defeating God, oh, you really gotta start all over again. It ain't gonna happen. Satan knows he's defeated. Humankind don't have a clue because you're natural. We're all natural, human. You have we know nothing of the supernatural. So we're awed, like natives in the Amazon jungle with a computer. Oh, what's that? It's talking to me. We're the same way with supernatural. We think with a sneak trick, something coming out of nowhere, it's amazing. No, Satan is lying signs and wonders. No one can defeat the Creator. It's impossible. Whose side are you going to be on? They can war here, war there, set this up, set that up, assassinate, come up with CERN, do a spaceship, whatever. None of it means a squat. Doesn't mean a thing. Mankind's achievements have done nothing but to take the mind off God and put them on themselves. That's all the achievements of man have accomplished. Because in Christ alone is where your salvation is found.
The grave he rose again, and as he stands.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. My question is, where's Joseph Smith? He's dead. They couldn't fake his death? Where's Buddha? He's dead. How come they... Wasn't he supposed to come back or something? He was supposed to come back, wasn't he? He didn't make it. Where's Imam? Yeah, they're dead. Where's Mohammed? He's dead. Where's Charles Taze Russell? Dead. Mary the Baker? Dead. Shall I continue? They're all dead. Where's Confucius? He's confused. He's dead. They worm food. If they weren't born again, they didn't accept Jesus as Savior. If they didn't accept God and obedient to God, they're in hell right now. Their souls are burning in hell, being tormented. This is what it is. Don't matter how many good sayings they had, how much good deeds they did, it means nothing. They're disobedient to God, the Creator. They're in hell. It's that simple. How come they can't reincarnate? Where are they? I haven't seen anybody in history. They haven't come back, have they? They couldn't fake that. Is Jesus Christ the only one they could fake? No, because it wasn't a fake. No man will die for a lie. If anyone knew that, would know that the resurrection of the one named Jesus Christ was a fake, it would be the disciples. Roman soldiers would, you know, they're not going to cooperate with the disciples. Come on now. Let's use our brains here a little bit. Roman soldiers, man, they died. Because that body was gone. They failed in their job. Why do you think they put guards around his tomb to make sure that they wouldn't sneak out the body in some way? Disciples and the Roman guards, they didn't work together. Shall I have to elaborate on that one? I hope not. So that left the disciples. Did they dig through the rock? Did they somehow dig his grave up somehow? Let's say they did, hypothetically. That'd be the way they'd do it. Or Jesus just faked his death and pretend he used some, I don't know, some antidote, some kind of peyote, whatever, that made him look like he's dead. And, you know, they somehow snuck him out or whatever. You can hypothetically it all day long. But let's say it's faked. No one dies for a lie. All the disciples died horrific deaths. One of them would have cracked. Heck, they cracked the night they was taken. They saw the miracles before. And they still denied him. Peter, do you love me? Yes, I do, Lord. Peter, do you love me? Yes, I do. He said it three times. But you love me. Lord, you know I love you. He's like, gosh. You know, Jesus was making a point in the Bible. Do you really love me? Do you really have faith like that letter said? And Diana said, yes, I do have faith. He knew her heart. You see. Oh, I believe you, Lord. Do you really? Yeah. That don't work that way. No. You either do or you don't. It's not what we want, it's what he wants. It's his will be done, not our own. Do you really have faith? Well, yeah, I do, really. Okay, then why are you worried about Fukushima and FEMA and Agenda 21 and whether NSA? Man, I told, you know, and I mean this. Hey, NSA guys, yeah, you want to watch me? It's not a problem. Really, it's not. If you want to put a camera here in my house, man, bring it on. Matter of fact, we can play, you know, hide the eggs if you want to. Put it where you want, or I'll put it for you. I really don't care. Everybody gets on the tither about NSA watching you. Oh, they're watching me. Oh, I don't carry my cell phone with me anymore. Like they don't know where you're at. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, I got you. How dare them spy on me? They're going to spy on you anyway. Because Satan is prince of this world. They belong to Satan. Hello. Anybody home? You see what I mean? So I would place the camera for them and I'd say, hello, good morning, guys. You don't want in the bathroom, do you? I hope you don't. You're not that weirdo, are you? You know, but whatever. I don't care, man. Put it in where you want. Tap my phones as if they really cared. But listen, I'm just using it, telling you, and I really mean this too. I'm not being hypothetical at all. I don't have anything to hide. I don't care. Now I can say, well, I should care. You should care because the family, they're going to do it anyway. You know, the Constitution was rendered null and void in 1938. Come on now. And these lying judges out here, every doggone one of them, are either warlocks, literally. I know two of them in Winder, Georgia, that are warlocks, all sitting on the bench. That's correct. Got their own little covens going on down there in Winder, Georgia. I'd say also Asheville, North Carolina. I'd say in Greensboro, Burlington, Virginia Beach, West Virginia. You got some serious, serious Wicca going on out there. Man, they murder children. Where's your Ron Pauls and where's all these about that, huh? Where are they at then? How about that? How about that? They're watching you everywhere you go. NSA cameras here, NSA cameras. Really? And you got a million children missing a year? And they're part of the Wicca's, even the Child Protective Service and CIA. And they can't clean up and stop the million children from being abducted every year? No clues? Well, we got 16 last month. 16. That's good. I'm glad you did. Well, what about the other 999,000? Come on now. A million are missing a year. You got 16. Okay. Is that your token sacrifice of giving up somebody that's probably going against you anyway? CIA carries the drugs. It's a farce to think they're doing drug busts. I'll laugh at it. And it would be a Mexican. We found, you know, $80 million in a Mexican cartel. That's somebody just gave up. $80 million is nothing, man. They just confiscated it anyway. It's no big deal. It's probably somebody they want to get rid of anyway. Because they control the drugs. Illuminati does. That's reality. But they lose. Right now, they got a little party going on, but see, they're being placated. God's just letting them dig their hole deeper. They're digging a grave and think they're looking for oil. That's what's happening. But you know who loves him too? And that's why they're giving more time to at least some of them can maybe repent. That's why. He wishes that none should perish. He gives us all an opportunity. Why don't God do something? This is terrible. It's his time, man. Chill. Do your business. Witness to others. It's God's business. But the rapture is God's business. You ever notice that people can debate the rapture till they're blue in the face? And then never, ever, 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 ever come up with any kind of determination when the rapture is. And you know why? They don't know when. No theologian anywhere in this world can tell you when the rapture is going to be. Now, they give you a book, a CD on it. They come up with this ridiculous notion of blood moons or what Hagee has written, that nonsense. Or is it? That's absolute nonsense. It's been discredited, debunked. Are these people adult, really? Anyway. And so, really, nobody could come to the conclusion. You can go through a two-hour video presentation on YouTube of some people with elaborate diagrams and pi r squared 3.14 and I don't know what else, and the moon over here and some blood that and tabernacle this, that, and the other, I don't know what. And they never come to a conclusion, and they're always wrong. Always, always. Well, it's because here comes excuses. Boy, boy. Man, the rapture thing is God's deal. It's God's business. Second coming, that's God's business, man. Mind your own business. And what's our attending to the business is witnessing to others the love of Jesus Christ. That's our business. Now, that you can do. They've been trying to bring a dictatorship, our own governments, working with the Illuminati, and always have. Our founding fathers were deists, Of course, now they're telling you that because they want you to fall away from the country, sovereignty, patriotism, all that stuff. So they're letting you know, all the stuff I'm telling you now. But I'm telling you now why they're doing it. So you'll take the option of the New World Order and say, oh, this is great. It's peace. That's exactly what they're training your college children today. It's the best option for peace as a world government. They're training them in colleges for this nonsense. It's a lie. So many of them. And this is exactly what's happening. And don't you find it amazing that a book written thousands of years ago predicted this? How in the world could they have possibly have known? People forget that kind of stuff, you know. How could Isaiah and Ezekiel, Jeremiah, even have a clue of what's going on today? And yet their prophecies come out true. And what they're predicting, you see it taking shape. How is that possible? Don't you know that if Illuminati, Freemasons, all the other people involved, cut to the chase, were in control, don't you know they'd go against the biblical prophecies? They wouldn't let them come true. It's what their Bible says. Let's do something different. Why would they want to go with the Bible? Why would they want to make things work out to 10 nations? 10 kings. Let's make it 12. Let's make it 7. No, there's 10. 10 unions forming up. Let's not rebuild the temple. Let's build it somewhere else. No, they have to go exactly by what the scriptures say. They have no choice. And they don't know when it's going to happen either. Hey, about that. Hey, Joint Chief of Staff. How come you ain't questioned why you don't make deadlines? Those Pleiadians or Anunnakis kind of lying to you, aren't they? Yeah, they are. Because they don't know either. Because they're demonic is exactly why. You follow them. Every mother's and daughter's son of you, you're going straight to a burning hell. If you repent now, you get away from it. You might lose your favorite parking place, but you won't lose your soul. Parking place, my soul. Parking soul, my park. Boy, I just don't know. Hard decision, huh? Esau had the same problem about a sandwich or his eternal salvation, his inheritance. He took the sandwich. I bet it came out the next day. Family, who are you going to pick? The creator or the created? You better start deciding. And you can't wait the last minute because when it happens all at once, it is too late. Rapture, argument, why even argue about it? Just be ready. One thing you can be sure of, you're not going to go through the wrath of God. Whether he protects you in place, supernaturally moves you, or whether rapture takes place before the first trumpet, don't know. Greater is he than the world. That's God's business, man. I leave it up to him. That's it. It's that simple. So they're talking, all right. What do we got here? Oh, March 3rd. Oh, that's today. China and Japan on the brink of Third World War. Oh, ho-hum. So what was the Oscars doing? Oscars, who's best dressed in Oscars? I mean, World War III or whatever, I don't know. Oscars, yeah. Did you know that Sonny Baber, yeah, you see? What's the deal going? What's going on around here? Here you got World War III, and then you got the newspaper today talking about costumes and everybody's getting little pictures taken, all that on TV, other things going on, and then World War III on the brink. While vast of the Middle East are embroiled in conflict and Ukraine teeters on the brink, many believe the real flashpoint for war is between China and Japan. fake World War III coming. They're going to fake it. You know why? Somewhere along the way, you're going to have what's called disclosure. The day of declaration. Now. As fallen angels coming to you as aliens. Ascended masters. What's his name? Stephen Greer. Works for the Illuminati. The government's hiding about aliens from us. We got to find out. Make them. That's how they do it. Hide it. They think it's got to be true. They're playing. Greer and the rest of them are part of this Illuminati liars. They're not aliens. They're fallen angels, Greer. And there's people behind you that know this, but they got to go along with you or they lose their favorite parking place. So everybody just plays along. When disclosure happens, Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel, you can look at him right now as we're talking. S-A-N-A-N-D-A. S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Sananda Emmanuel, is one of those ascended masters they call Masters of Wisdom. Another name exactly is called the Community, the Hierarchy, the Great White Brotherhood. More realistically, though, they're called the Fallen Angels. In the Old Testament, in Job 38:7, they're referred to as the Sons of God, plural. Those are the fallen angels. First group in the Old Testament before the flood are chained in utter darkness. The second wave of watchers that came down, again, took the daughters of man, cohabitated, created Nephilim once again, but this time they were restricted in their activities and movements. In come ritual, witchcraft, alchemy, to make up for their lost abilities. With their knowledge. In other words, they're the orbs. Little balls of light that float around and all that. It's not angels from God. Those are demons. And if you're seeing them, you better get down on your knees and deliver. Because you probably got a Freemason in the background. You got a grandfather, great-great-grandfather, or someone in your family got into witchcraft. Or someone in your family was involved in the occult, Ouija board, or seances, or something that you got to find out about. And then, when you find out, you repent, no matter what generation, of four generations, you repent of that parent, grandparent, great-great-grandparent, or whatever, in your bloodline, of their sin to God. You repent of it. To cut that bloodline down and shut off that generational curse. Those orbs will go away. Family, it's going to come down to it. When the Nephilim are released on this earth, when God removes a protective hedge, it won't be no fun and games on TV. The Indians had to deal with it, called the Skinwalkers. All through the Old Testament, after the flood also, Israelites, Hebrews, had to deal with the giants that were hybrids throughout the earth. They were hybrids. Giant warrior classes that were Nephilim. Hybrids of fallen angels and daughters of man. They try to hide that to people. That's why when God told the Israelites to kill every man, woman, child, and animals, was because of the corrupted DNA and the abomination of God's creation. Even in that time period. Now today it's all wholesale. It's where the children are going. 1 million a year. And parts and other things they're doing with them. Witchcraft, sacrifices. All this stuff is real. It's in the background. Protected by the governments. Who are secret society members. All of them. So this thing about World War III and all this stuff, it's just to keep people busy. What they're trying to do is match the Bible to show at the end of this fake World War III, if this really happens, this very well could bring on disclosure. I mean, we may be in it. I don't know. I mean, even I'm starting to, I'm very skeptical of how these people operate in the government and whatever, rightly so. But they may be actually trying to this time. See, the Jews at the Jerusalem in Israel, fake Jews they are, Khazars, Ashkenazi, and those that are real Jews have to go along with it. They're trying to force this issue, thinking they're going to bring their Messiah. Now, here we go. Because they rejected Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. They believe the one they have hidden that's going to be made public, Maitreya, is going to be the real Antichrist. The real Messiah. Sorry. Who will be the Antichrist. There we go. Sanan Emmanuel is the real false prophet. What does the Arabs think Jesus Christ was, a prophet? Arabs, Islam, agrees with Christianity about the existence of Jesus Christ, but they call him a prophet. What does everybody else say he is, a prophet? It all matches. They want to make you think it's a false prophet is the Pope. The Antichrist is Obama. And the America is a Babylon. And it absolutely is not. Because what happens after Babylon falls? And the Antichrist is put away. Or the false prophets taken away. Who comes after that? Jesus does. In peace and prosperity. Oops. So if the false prophet, or the false prophet is the Pope, and he's taken out, who comes next? Jesus Christ in Armageddon. But it won't be Armageddon. We are aliens. We're here. The Bible has been misinterpreted. I am Sananda. We are your creators. That's what they're going to say. Okay. I just can't wait to get an opportunity to say something to them. Who created you? Where'd you come from? Or just a little amoeba that just created itself and evolved yourself? I can't wait to ask him one of that question. Here's where I was heading a little while ago. When that Nephilim comes in, and they appear on this earth, you're going to have professional wrestlers, SEAL team members, special forces, strongest man on the earth, are going to be on their knees crying like a baby. They have no idea the evil pervading in these Nephilim. They don't, in the worst, you can't even imagine, there's no human has the evil that's going to come out of those caverns of the Nephilim. They have no idea. And there's something else I was going to talk about that slipped my mind a little while ago. You have the elite going to the underground bases, right? That's where truck drivers are signing a non-disclosure when they go in these deep underground military bases. Some of them never make it back and they disappear. But the point is, truck drivers work for these underground bases. They show them the immensity of their underground cities. Then they give them briefings. They show them some of the technology. Show them how powerful they are. Don't you want to be a part of this? You can help us by keeping your eyes and ears on the road. Letting us know what's going on, what people are saying. Here's your phones. Here's your contact points. We'll pay you a lot of money. And if you want your family protected and become part of this, you can help us. And that's what they've done. But they're lying to them. They will kill them. They will not bring them in. They will die. They will double-cross them. But here's my main point. All those elite is going deep underground military bases to escape the Nephilim, to escape the traumatic situation that's going to happen up here, whatever it is, World War III or the real one, not this fake one coming up. But the real day of the Lord, they keep forgetting, apparently, that there's going to be a great earthquake at about the sixth seal. Now, that great earthquake will, in fact, close down, cave in all the deep underground military bases. And they better pray to God it's not going to be the time that they will not be able to die, because they will be trapped down there until God allows them to die. Otherwise, if they die, they're still going to hell. But they will not survive the deep underground military bases once that earthquake takes place. It will become their tomb. They don't know that yet. But this is a fact, and it will happen whenever the tribulations kick off. So the deep underground military bases that they have there, they will not survive. And the Nephilim, they'll be released on the earth, will also be released down there. There'll be a massacre that they cannot even imagine. The only way to escape is through Jesus Christ. And death is nothing more than a portal. Death is nothing more than going to heaven. Death is not annihilation. Universalism is wrong. Swedenborg was a pagan. Universalism says that we are annihilated. It's called annihilation. So when you die, you just no more consciousness. You just go away. Well, I got news for you. That's perfect punishment. Well, God has perfect, that's escaping punishment. But God has perfect love. He's got perfect justice and perfect punishment, which means there's no escaping it. Death will not escape God's wrath or God's punishment. When you die, you go to heaven or you go to hell for an eternity. You got to make a decision. What he's doing now is showing you through the events that's getting close. This thing called rapture, we don't know, so you don't worry about it. You just get yourself ready for it. But if you're not ready for it, then it must be because you're worried. If you're worried, where's your faith? He's waiting for you. So right now, as of today, they have World War III. We've talked about this, my regular listeners. You've heard me talk about this before. Well, here you go. Once again, it was supposed to have taken place in 1999. That's why Alex Jones went on that lying rant December 31st, 1999, that Putin had launched an attack. Well, now Putin has. Here comes the rub, though. The Vatican works together with all of them. So Putin, Obama, Israelis, they all work together, pretending to be a part and different, separate, against each other. It's all a reality stunt. It's lies. The entire news media, this whole thing being played out, is all set up. I have in front of me right here. You can find it yourself anytime, or I can send it to people. I got over half a dozen different charts and graphs from different sources showing the systematic structure of the Illuminati. I never take one source ever. And then I combine 6, 7, 8 of them, and I find the commonality. Then I do traces. I got a way to vet out my sources and all that, but so when you're got one country against another, Russia and China against Japan and America and Israel and all that, it doesn't answer me this question. Then if that's so, how come the CIA, FBI, NSA KGB is Russia, Mossad, Israel, BND, Germany, DGSC, France, British Intelligence, MI5, MI6, and SIS, Communist Party, hierarchy, Interpol, Europol, I imagine if I had a Maypole, be there too, drug cartel leaders, mafia, organized crime leaders, FEMA, shadow government of the United States, ISI, Secret Services of Pakistan. How come it is then they all work together in one happy family? You see, Putin would kill his own people in a heartbeat because he's a member of secret societies. They sacrifice military, always have, in all governments, all military, all the soldiers are taught to fight each other like pit bull dogs. And the pit bull dogs don't hate each other. They're just thrown in a ring and say, now go fight. And everybody around the table, around the ring, trade some money while the dogs kill each other. Dogs don't hate each other. I was a Marine for 12 years. I joined for one reason. A Southern boy, Scotch-Irish, with a bad temper, couldn't wait to kill in Vietnam. Of course, I missed Vietnam because 2 months after I joined it, I went to the Marine Corps because I knew it would be the first ones in. And I said, well, I'm in college, so my draft number is 45, so I'm going to be drafted. So I'm in college, so I'll just continue college and come out as an officer, and I'll lead the sucker, man. I'll lead them in, and we'll go kill as many commies as we can. Then I'll come back and do whatever or not come back, whatever. That's part of the game you play. That's part of what happens. You live or you die or come back in pieces or something. But at least you fought for your country, and that's what my thinking was. It's the only reason I joined. There's no other reason. I didn't find out till 2006. About this true agenda, the secret societies, the real truth about why we're fighting. They pre-plan history. The world wars were planned before 1870. That's a fact. You want to blame it on the secret societies, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits, Order of the Garter, Skull and Bones, all these guys, these are the synagogues of Satan. And the ones below don't know this. They have no idea that they work for the same organization that's going to kill them and send their young boys, sons, and daughters to fight in wars that's prescripted out to eliminate the population, provide sacrifices to Satan. It has nothing to do with democracy. Nothing. I can prove it, too. I'll do it right now. I'll give you solid proof. Regular listeners, you know what I'm going to do, don't you? Well, I got to do it because I don't know who's new. So I'm going to give you solid proof. Is the quotation from a former president, is that good enough for you? Taken down word for word by a senator, heard him say it. Documented. Red fog over America. 1955. Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, was a member of one of the three congressional committees that heard FDR, one of the most evil presidents we've ever had, heard him actually say these words behind closed doors that's never meant to be made public. I'll quote FDR word for word, as Senator Lundeen had copied down when you're sitting there hearing it. Listen to the words carefully as he speaks to three congressional committees. How come members of the congressional committees, except for Senator Lundeen, how come they didn't come out with this and tell them? Especially when they reelected FDR. What, four times? How come nobody said nothing but Senator Lundeen? He didn't say anything really until William G. Carr got a hold of this from his diary and for a book he put out, Raven Fog Over America, in the 1950s. I give you a hint now. Being that FDR, before he became president, a lot of people don't know this, but I got documented here. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt was Assistant Secretary of the Navy. See, according to historians, he was upset over America's slowness in entering World War I. He had been in constant conflict with Secretary of the Navy Joseph Daniels. As a matter of fact, the historian Joseph Lash wrote, Daniels resisted every move that might carry the United States into the war. He opposed the arming of merchant ships, intentionally provoking the German Navy into believing the ship was a ship of war. Roosevelt favored both. And when a filibuster prevented congressional authorization of the arming of the merchantmen, Roosevelt was impatient with Wilson for not immediately using executive powers to arm the ships. Democrat Roosevelt, Republicans in that part are just as bad. Both of them work for the same organization, by the way. Democrat Roosevelt dined at the Metropolitan Club with a group of Republican war hawks. The primary topic of discussion was, according to Roosevelt's diary, how to make administration steer a clear course to uphold rights. Joseph Lash says, quote, this is a euphemism for an aggressive policy on the high seas that would result in instances to and involve the United States in a war. Now, that was World War I. They succeeded. Colin Thompson, Simpson, did you know that, by the way, Roosevelt and Churchill were cousins? In the same bloodline, Merovingian bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II, and Adolf Hitler and Stalin are all cousins? Hey, did you all know that? Roosevelt's nothing more than a lower-level cousin, but Adolf Hitler, Queen Elizabeth II, Stalin, and Churchill were all second cousins. And they kept it in the family. Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip. You got to keep that bloodline in the same place, you know. Oh, these are facts. Now, Colin Simpson said that, quote, the following, based on what I've just told you. Oh, by the way, I was going to tell you something else. In 1925, when Franklin Roosevelt was an Assistant Secretary of the Navy, thereabouts, him and Churchill, his cousin, and the Japanese elite, using Ensign Yamamoto, who was going to Harvard at the time as an ensign. Did you know they planned Pearl Harbor in 1923 to 28? They planned Pearl Harbor. Yeah. And the New World Order plan was given to Karl Marx in 1840s, by Clinton Roosevelt, who was an ancestral cousin to FDR in 1841, through Manzini, Italian of the Illuminati, who received his copy that he plagiarized also from Madame Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest, 1776. That's true. Well, being they're trying to arm the merchant ships, J.P. Morgan is a part of the Illuminati. They succeeded. Colin Simpson, historian, said, I quote, Cunard Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to the British Lord First Lord Admiralty Winston Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City, where it was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan and Company. Before it set sail for England, the German government warned Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan and then President Woodrow Wilson that it would be sunk and innocent passengers killed. Wilson and Bryan did nothing. So as the ship entered the English Channel on May the 7th, 1915, Churchill ordered the single British escort ship to abandon the Lusitania. Now setting duck, it was sunk by three German U-boats, and 1,201 innocent lives were lost. One well-known author of a book on the Lusitania called it, I quote, "the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas," unquote, Colin Simpson. You know, the Rockefellers made $200 million in World War I. Family, they all worked together. Putin, Obama, the leaders of every country worked together for Lucifer to create these war situations. FDR said, March 4th, 1939, I quote, behind closed doors, he said, "I'm making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I'm putting my people," that's the Illuminati, "ahead of all instruments," those are the American people. "I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with the American people, as far as the democracy is concerned. It does not exist, it never did, and we will never let it happen that way. Now I'm going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible." And the last analysis, declare martial law, and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program," unquote. That's how they do it. "It is a day that will live in infamy." What a liar. They planned it. They made sure Pearl Harbor didn't know about it. MacArthur was a part of it to justify us going into war. Churchill was responsible for the murder of 1,201 lives in Lusitania. His cousin FDR, responsible for the 2,000 plus lives lost in Pearl Harbor. And guess who led the attack at Pearl Harbor? Remember I told you about Ensign Yamamoto in 1925? Went to Harvard University, 2 years, came back for another 2 years as a liaison in 1928. Ensign Yamamoto became Admiral Yamamoto in 1941. He led the attack. He was supposed to neutralize the West Coast, but he failed to neutralize the West Coast. They could find no aircraft carriers. They were all out. All of them were out. Uh-oh, somebody knew something. The plan was to have Hitler invade the United States as helped by our own administration. That's where that matches up with the statement about creating a war to bring the New World Order. You'll also find they had the world divided in 10 regions in 1943. You see, Satan always has somebody in the wings to take over because he don't know what God's going to do. World War II, we never won World War II, is nothing but a continuation of World War I. After World War II, they knew the next war planned in 1870s was World War III between Islam and the Zionists. It was always planned that way. They had to set it up that way. It's all documented. Now, this is how it really works. So when they found out that the U.S. servicemen would not fire on American citizens and would not go along with this, 1990s, I'm leaving a lot out right now. They brought in Russians, Chinese, who's they? Carter, Clinton, Bush, the whole lot of them. Set up the foreign trade zones in America. Carter allowed, by making a treaty, pulling the United States out of Panama Canal, allowed a vacuum to occur with the plans of China to take over, which they did, and be accepted, which they were, and start building military bases in Panama and mainly in Mexico in preparation for the invasion to take place in 1999. Possibly 1980s, but that failed also. Look up Chinagate with Clinton, 1993. That's where he gave secrets to China. As they brought in Costco at Long Beach Naval Base. You see, they all work for the secret societies. Now you know. So this thing about patriotism and fighting for country and all this, that, and the other, they have now targeted the U.S. military with 22 suicides per day. The suicides are being orchestrated. Voice-to-skull technology, ELF transmissions, psychotropic drugs. It's all coming out, like I've been telling people, for 5 doggone years. And you lying, low-lying, Joint Chief of Staff, a bunch of traitors to mankind, are responsible for this. You will be judged. You will not win. Because greater is He. It comes back around on you. So until you all in Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, Knights of whatever Knights of, renounce the blood oath that you've taken, take Jesus Christ as your Savior, and have your home delivered from the demons you brought to it to curse your entire family, you will go to hell. All the good deeds in the world will not save you. Doesn't matter what you do, how many good deeds you perform. You will fail. You will go to hell. But you can stop it. Now, you're going to lose your favorite parking place. You're liable to get kicked out of rank. But you'd rather have that to happen than go to hell? Do the math on that one. This is serious what I'm telling you. You better listen. When the judgment begins, and you better pray that God don't put a spirit of delusion around you. Or will give you a reprobate mind. Because that means you're sealed. He's closed you off. And everything I'm telling you right now is in Scripture. Family, we're coming to the end of the program. And if anybody can, I don't see how many people hearing me right now that if I'm skipping on the air, I shouldn't be skipping. Some people might be skipping. I don't know if it's individual or if it's me or whatever, but let me know. Now, I want to talk tomorrow because this, that would be true, about the Bonus Army and what really happened. I got the details, because they have a march planned in May. Here we go. Occupy Wall Street, Bonus Army March. Well, they got another one coming up with some Colonel Riley or whatever. Family, they're setting up for the kill again. They just don't stop setting people up, I tell you. Either they're naive, like Colonel Riley maybe is, or he's, God forbid, he's part of the secret society, setting everybody up. And if they pull martial law on us, we're in trouble. They're going to do that with the Bonus Army back in the 1930s. This is a repeat. Well, I'm going to talk about the Bonus Army tomorrow. But they're planning this May march or something or another. Patriots armed, I don't know, whatever else. It's all just a setup anyway. And they could pull it off. I don't know. They could pull it off. All they're doing is escalating their plans to bring in the tribulation, which will be their defeat totally. But they're taking innocent people with them. You got people that are patriots and all this and all that that really mean well, but they're being led to slaughter by design from the highest up that organize these events. I want to talk about that tomorrow in detail. We're about to end of the program. We got they got Russians everywhere, you know, all this stuff going on. They gonna win. We're gonna be judged though as a country. I'm telling you right now, as a colony, we're still a colony. Kerry, repercussions for Putin's act of aggression. Family, they all work together. Kerry is a cousin of Bush, Cheney, Dole, Romney. They're all cousins in the Merovingian bloodline. Putin, they're all Masons or all connected. You know, it's like an act. It's amazing to me. Sit back and watch this. Get ready. Obama wants to set a date for peace agreement. Here comes your fake first seal. Your fake peace covenant with Israel to make him the fake Antichrist. In comes the fake false prophet, Francis, the Pope. Oh, man, they got this so set up. And they're trying to bring all the religions together, the Pope is. You're no longer Protestant. You need to come back now. Yeah, after they set up the Reformation, the Vatican set up the Reformation. The Vatican with the Jesuit, Martin Luther, and John Calvin, to control. You set up a dialectic. The Vatican set up the Reformation to justify, to put it down. That's how they work. It's called the dialectic. Amazing how they do these things. The people just fall for it every time. So now you got a peace agreement coming up. That'll be the fake peace agreement. And this is all to bring on disclosure. If y'all don't understand that, email me and I'll explain it, or I'll explain it again, how they're going to fake this out. People don't know the Bible, they're going to fall for this. A gay rights group gets the okay to join Boston St. Paddy's Day parade. There you go. In Africa, I believe it is, a pastor orders the ladies to go to church without panties and bras on. For, in other words, for Christ to re-enter them. Whew, wow. Ukraine mobilizes after Putin's declaration of war. I played Alex Jones's rant December 31st, 1999, about then Putin launching an attack. But never happened. Walt Disney Corporation ends their funding to Boy Scouts over gay policy. And that's to put a bad light of those against the gays. That's why they're going to increase the laws of the states. Just like I told you a little while ago. See, that's how they do it. They've tried to balkanize Russia. That's their call to fame. Justification. Pat Robertson dispels the creationist idea that Earth is 6,000 years old. He says, no, God used the Big Bang. See, they're all starting to come out of the woodwork. And Californians, farmers hire a dowser to find water. They hired a water witch. You all ever heard of that airport in Colorado? All those murals they've painted up. one of the agenda items of the Illuminati was this. Going back to the 50s. Now I'm getting ready to close it down the program here in a minute. One of the agenda items, quote, "The agentur of the Illuminati will proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. The experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm, between 1941 and 1948, he said, I quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. Then the plan is to eradicate all Caucasians, all blacks, all Chinese. If you're a pure race, the idea is to eradicate them and to come up with a hybrid human being. They have accomplished that. Okay. The mural, when you look at what it's designed for and the dead girls it shows in that mural, the dead girls represent the death of Africans, Native Americans, death of Jews and Christians. The Georgia Guidestone is about depopulation. See, they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They got a mural depicting what I've just read you about their own plans. It's all documented. But they will fail. Because greater is He. Well, family, I'll be back tomorrow. Tonight, RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, I'll let the Lord lead me what I talk about. Tomorrow night, in addition to the regular broadcast 4 to 6, tomorrow night, 7:30 to 9, is Bible study. And I'm going to cover a lot about this lie about, oh, that's what I was going to tell you, about Sanan d'Emmanuel is calling himself Yeshua, Yahweh, is the fake God. Jehovah is the real God. Jesus Christ is the real Savior, not Yeshua, not Yeshua-hua, whatever. Because this is what Sanan d'Emmanuel is calling himself in disclosure. That's the trick they're going to use. Because the Jews in Israel today believe that Sananda is the real Messiah, or at least the false prophet, the real prophet. They're not telling people that. It's the tribe of Dan. And this is one of the secrets they're holding back, telling people. Because the one called Maitreya, the Antichrist, that one person, that one fallen angel that comes into view, will then fill the spot of Maitreya, the Christ, Imam Mahdi, Prince of Peace, Krishna, Bodhisattva, will all fill into one person called the Antichrist. There is very interesting talking and possibly some very interesting possible evidence that the Antichrist will be the incarnation, not reincarnation, using technology, Nimrod, to come back again. It means the body would be cloned. The demon would take over. Very simple, actually. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Y'all have a great night. And for those that's coming by Revelation Radio Network tonight, 8 o'clock, look forward to you. And keep in mind that we're played up in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey at highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. Email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. He plays our broadcast and our Bible studies randomly. And I promote him because he's a good person. Well, yeah, but he's putting up a new towers every month to increase his outreach. And it's just for us an opportunity to get out there more. That's it. And also KBLU Radio at Blue Raven Network. Simulcast us when he can. And we prayed for him also that he gets better. We're played out there. And, of course, you know, my regular Monday to Friday, 4 to 6. Bible study tomorrow night, Tuesday to Friday, 7:30 to 9. Y'all have a great night. And know that Jesus Christ has already won. That's the bottom line. And don't let them put fear in you. You start getting fear, you know something's wrong with your walk. Get back with God through Jesus. And we'll see you all tomorrow or tonight, whichever the case may be. And on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, I have archives that I put up every day. So, good night. God bless. This is Watchman for Jesus signing off.
The love was shining up from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night and God bless. Signing off.